liar. Wow. This fraud.
It's a lot of derogatory comments early on in this podcast towards me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're rolling, right, Stoff?
Oh, we're always rolling.
This is a keeper.
So here's the thing. I feel like if it weren't for my wife, beautiful Brooksy, my three children, Jared, Darian, Gracie, my three dogs, Hugo, Willow, Buddha, my lovely mother, and maybe you guys, I could live in quarantine.
You're liking it that much?
I could do like probably 2 to 3 years.
It does look like you're roughing it.
Seriously. So basically prison. I couldn't do prison, but I believe I could do house arrest. So when I commit my crime, I'm going to research and find out what crime would likely get me 2 to 3 years of house arrest.
And probably that's the one crime of your, I would choose. Like a tax thing. You can probably get do a tax thing.
Something yeah. white collar for
yeah,
sure.
Tax evasion.
Insider
yeah.
trader.
Yeah. How about not to? How for about sure. not to? Not declaring any of my revenue from Cameo or Memo.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
That's all going to charity.
Well, the 25% the other day, going to charity.
4%.
Jimmy, that's how guys go down. It's going to charity.
Yeah, charity.
And then all of a sudden.
No, I think, you see, I end up going the other way, is what happens is that I donate all the money to charity, but then I'm not smart enough to figure out how to do it, so I also get taxed on the revenue.
Oh,
so
yes.
I end up losing $7,000 or something. Like
see,
that.
That's not going to get you a house arrest, buddy. You got to smarten up there.
Yeah. So if maybe if any of our listeners could look up a typical house arrest sentence, and because I'm feeling really good about it so far. Now, having said that, welcome to the Rubber Boots Podcast. I'm only right now 36 hours into my quarantine.
Yeah.
I'm currently in my little room here at the Sutton Place Hotel in Edmonton. A groupie, if you want to come, you can't get in. All right.
Yeah.
There's a big fence outside. I was looking outside. There's been a number of them trying to scale the fence, and they've been shot on site.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah. They're not good climbers.
Did you see, by the way, there was something on Twitter I saw the other day again of these little kids scaling Trump's wall again. I know that happened when he first came up in Mexico, but these two little kids from Mexico, and they're just going up and over the other side and back up and down in like 4 seconds flat. And the dad is videoing, just laughing his ass off.
They're doing reps. Getting their reps in.
They are literally over and down and back up in like 6 seconds flat.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Best ever. How's all the boys doing? You guys miss me now that I'm in quarantine?
Yeah. Yeah. That feels like you're away.
It's weird doing a World Juniors without Puffy.
Yeah. I'm usually there.
Yeah. And usually we've been out about 3 times by now.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. My liver's going to handle this one better. My performance at work will go up.
There was some beer. I should give a plug. There was some beer waiting for me in my room. But I just can't. I can't remember the brand. I'll have to go get it. I got to give a lot of people plugs on this show. There's a lot of stuff.
It wasn't Corona, was it?
Oh.
It was not Mick Ultra.
No.
It was
Coors Light.
See what it is.
Was it
Bard? It's weird. It just says...
beer in handwriting?
Brewing. It literally says... What does that say? It says Bomber. Oh, Bomber. Bomber Brewing.
Bomber Brewing. Nice.
Nice little six-pack waiting for me in my room. As you can see, I've gone pretty crazy down one of the six so far.
Down one.
Look out.
That chandelier better be careful.
I've been doctoring my beer over the first 36 hours. So quarantine life, what do you want to know? What do you want to know about quarantine life?
Do you have one of those ellipticals or treadmills in your room like all the guys seem to have?
I saw
Chris Edwards trying to put one together on Instagram or something.
Yeah, I just want to make a little beef here. My friend Ray Ferraro texted me approximately a month ago and said, hey, we're trying to get exercise bikes for the rooms. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love that, Ray. And he goes, okay, all right, I'm working on it. So I arrive here and Ray has, I actually talked to the guys before I came. Ray's been on his exercise bike all day, Gord on his exercise bike. Bobby and I arrive 3 days after those guys, no exercise bike. So apparently Ray and Gord took care of themselves and said, wow. Screw Jimmy and Bobby.
Wow. Mm.
Now, Rashog also had an exercise bike, and what? I started to rip him. But Rashog, being the nice guy that he is, because I knew Ray and Gord wouldn't care if I ripped them, Rashog went out and got me an exercise bike and a rowing machine for Bob. Mm. Rashog got his nephews to bring the rowing machine from his house to the quarantine place. I guess, I don't know what you call it, to the bubble. And then it was brought up by the hotel staff, and he got me, and the Quizmaster both got bikes. Now, we did have to pay for it.
Oh.
But we rented the bikes from a spin studio that is closed down at the current time.
But did your bikes have to quarantine? Do they have to go into a...
No, I don't think it's that. I mean, I hope they were wiped down, because
I was just about to say. Well, Jimmy, quite frankly, I'm a little disappointed. I mean, you're from the Ottawa area. I think it would have been apropos for you to do this pod while on your bike. You know,
I could do that. I can.
A la Senators post game.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The old Jason Spence and Danny Heatley days.
Yeah.
I went on the bike. I guess I can unplug this. I went on the bike yesterday. I do not like the exercise bike, and not that I don't like the exercise. It's pretty easy. You sit there and you, I've never done a spin class, but I find it really hurts my ass. I don't know if I have a bony ass, but the seat just goes right. It almost penetrates and I don't enjoy it at all. I don't have a lot of cushion on my caboose, I think.
But isn't the point so you stand up while you're going?
Well, I guess so. But like I said, I've never done a spin class, so I tend to just... What I was doing was like 30 seconds of going kind of hard.
And then downhill.
And a couple of minutes of sitting down. Uh-huh. And after a half an hour, now I was watching the Niners at the time, and they were terrible. So that didn't help me feel good about life. What I did bring, though, this is my proudest thing about quarantine. So first of all, I show up at the airport. I have to go to the other room. This is not good.
Whoa, you have another room.
You know what I mean? Okay.
I guess you're enjoying quarantine. Come on. You're in a house.
Wow. It is a presidential suite.
I packed my stuff in my golf travel bag. So I could bring four clubs with me.
Simulator?
Oh no.
So it is called the Royal Suite. I didn't want to mention that just in case Bob was listening. Because I think Bob's down the hall and I'm not sure he's in the Royal Suite. I think it was just a random suite assignment. Yeah, but I brought four golf clubs. I brought three real balls for my putting and chipping. And then I brought three little orange styrofoam balls, which I have been pounding against the wall of this hotel. Left a few marks on the wallpaper.
I'm surprised that security hasn't come up to make sure you're alone.
Here, I'm going to show you my golf setup.
There's the bike, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, got a little 60-degree wedge. Got a pitching wedge. I got an 8-iron. And I just, can you guys see me here?
Because I can see you. Far away.
I got a wall, and I just...
Hold on. Jimmy, you didn't stretch.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I just pound balls off the wall.
Nice.
It's not bad. Life
you
quarantine.
Keep that up, and you might be as good as Charlie Woods one day.
Holy cow! How was that?
He's my favorite athlete. I've never liked a golfer more.
Is it creepy if you get like a Charlie Woods T-shirt or or something?
No, I like love him. It's the best thing to happen, and like of kids in that age demographic, he's number one, and then my two come second and third.
Have you told Barrett and Austin that?
That's a fair ranking.
Wow. Have you told Tanya that? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's like, he's the best.
I'm going to crank open my second
Whoa.
Bomber. Look at you. Look at you.
It is Champagne Monday. Or
if you shotgun three beers, Monday. Then that'll be a legendary performance.
So more on this. I am so with you, Puffy. I was so anticipating this. I was so frustrated that it wasn't on, you know, it was on tape delay yesterday. And so I was getting updates on, and on Saturday as well. And I don't know why they did that, by the way. And I was wondering if perhaps that was part of the plan because they didn't want to embarrass any of the kids. So if Charlie ever shanked or Kuchar's kid or Daly's kid or whoever, that they had the opportunity to edit that out. Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, it probably makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's a smart thing to do.
Yes.
But I can't believe, and I didn't really care about Tiger shots.
No, who
all
cares?
I wanted to see was Charlie shot.
Yeah. I would watch Charlie play every goal, every hole from now on for the rest of his life. Like I'm just counting down to him and LeBron and Bronny James being in the NBA. And then it's like the cycle of life will go on forever.
Do you guys think he'll be any good?
Charlie?
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Go. You answer, Puff. Because
it's going to be the best golfer of all time. He's going to kick his dad's ass.
Think so, eh?
Amazing.
We'll see.
I'll point out to you that they didn't win the tournament.
He's 11 and he carried his dad. His dad was if his dad was Justin Thomas, he would have won.
Justin Thomas's dad has been a pro for 30 years. You just don't. He's 11 years old. No. He looks unbelievable, but Puffy,
it's too early.
If anyone would know, like when you're 13, 14, 15, girls come into play, temptations come into play.
Let's just say his DNA can handle the temptations. Girls,
hold on. Can it? Because I don't think it can. That derailed his career completely.
No.
Exactly.
What derailed his career is when he got caught, and then he could no longer have the ladies in his distracting him.
Okay, hold on.
It's also Tiger didn't have the ladies that young.
Yes. Well, so Charlie will be even more adept at handling that kind of extracurricular.
He's a kid. He might lose interest in this completely.
No.
It happens.
He's a machine. Tiger's handled him perfect. He didn't let anyone see this kid golf, and then he unleashes him on the world as the best player under 12 in the world.
So how many futures bets have you put down so far?
Oh, it's I think he'll win over 7 green jackets.
In under 5 years.
Don't let the hype. And are you going to be the first to rip him at 14 when he comes third?
No.
In the U.S. under 14?
No, he doesn't make the cut.
He'll be the U.S. amateur champ starting at 15, 16 years old, and he'll just roll from there. I'm just hopeful that he doesn't go to Stansbury as his dad, and he goes somewhere else.
He doesn't go to what?
Stanford.
What did you said Stansbury.
Stansbury.
Well, that's Saved by the Bell reference. When I wake up in the
morning and the lawn gets out of- Oh, wow. Well
they couldn't use the real name, so it was Stansbury, the Harvard of the West.
Of course, Screech would have that hey, that reference ready.
And I don't know if you guys are watching, but the Saved by the Bell reboot is one of the best half an hours of television you can watch going right now.
You were saying
it's a statement.
It is
okay,
it is,
but what?
It's getting better.
How is it that way? Is it actually good? Is it a parody of itself?
No, the writing is really good. It makes all the little subtle jokes about high school people looking like they're 30. They poke fun at themselves.
Self-deprecating.
It's got enough flashbacks. It's got everything you'd want.
Is it done as a sitcom like Saved by the Bell was?
Yes.
Like a sort of kid sitcom?
Yeah.
Is the Max still
in
it?
Yeah, the Max is still in it. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Belding's not in it, though, right?
Belding's not, no. But
No, AC's the new Belding, right?
And no. It's that
Berkeley.
Guy from. I can't remember what he's been in, but you've seen him before. He's a good actor. He's like a good comedian.
He's been in a number of Christopher Guest movies.
Yeah, he's like one of those guys.
Yes.
He's not. He's a guy you would know for sure.
But sorry, is Belding or he's just a new principal?
He's playing a new guy. Yeah.
The new principal, yes.
New principal. And the kid who plays Zach and Kelly's son is really good.
Oh, so Zach and Kelly are married? That's the idea? And
their kid is that? Is that Zach's the governor of California.
Of course he is.
And his kid is just like a mini version of him. It's really good. It's really well done. It's really good.
And what about, what's his face?
AC Slater?
Yeah.
AC Slater? He's the gym teacher. And he's sort of like...
is it him?
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's really good in it, too.
He still looks like one of the students.
Yeah, he looks.
He actually looks good. He does.
And Elizabeth and Jesse is the guidance counselor, like school therapist, and her son is one of the main characters.
Wait a second, the girl that what's her face, Elizabeth, the one who was in the stripper
Berkeley,
movie?
Yeah, Elizabeth Berkeley.
She's actually in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's a main character. Her and Mario Lopez are main characters. Zach and Kelly they've been in a couple episodes, but they're not in every
little cameo.
Is Lisa in it?
She was in it for the first time last episode.
Was she really?
Yeah, they had her on. She had a quick cameo.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So the only one who's not in it is Screech, because
that actress has had a lot of problems actually. So I'm glad to see she's in it. Yeah, by the way, John Michael Higgins is that principal.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Yeah, you know him for sure. And he's really funny.
Yeah, he's very funny.
And the new kids are really good, and it's a diverse cast, and it's really well done.
It is very well. It's very, very much updated, which I like. I've seen one or two episodes, but I'm with you, Puff. I'll watch.
There's eight episodes out now, and it gets better. Like the first episode was good, and it's surprisingly held.
Does Zach still have the really bulky phone?
That's in the bulky phone is still in the show. Another character uses it, but
what channel is that? I got a binge during my last 68 hours of quarantine.
I think it's on W Network.
Yeah,
because I watch it on demand, and the worst part of it is that it's the exact same Hallmark Christmas commercial every commercial break, and it's like painful. Those Hallmark movies must make a fortune, though.
Is your buddy? Do you still have the dad on your team that was in the Hallmark movies on your hockey team?
No, it was a dad at my kid's school.
What was his name again?
Jefferson's his name. I don't remember his last name.
Right. We used to talk. Is he still in the Hallmark films?
He was away shooting something this year, so I don't know.
Don't you think it would be a good idea, million-dollar idea, to do a Hallmark spoof film where
I don't know if it's a million-dollar idea.
Are you kidding me? It would be legendary. Every husband in the world, and I suppose there, I don't want to be sexist, there are some wives whose husband watch these movies, I suppose. Yeah. Puffy probably does.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone is subjected to the pain of the Hallmark films every Christmas time. So we've all seen.
The thing with that is, aren't they already spoofs of themselves?
Yeah.
No, but I think you could take it a step further.
See, the idea I had was that you have one and it's situated like a regular Hallmark movie, but then halfway through someone gets killed and it gradually becomes a slasher film.
More and more violent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just instead of like waiting for an hour and 15 minutes in to have the first kiss on the skating rink in the snow.
Yeah.
It's just they meet each other right in the antique shop. And then they within 30 seconds, it's just hardcore porn.
Yeah, they just put the close sign on the door, and that's it.
Yeah, in the aisle. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
There's and a lot of good-looking dudes that own antique and bookshops in these towns. Yeah.
Seems to be a prerequisite.
A lot of very good-looking young ladies as well who've come back home.
Come home from the big city.
Their heartbreak. Yeah.
We should set it in Prince Edward County.
Ooh.
Well, yes.
Wait a second.
We have a location.
The Prince of Edward County.
A young, recently divorced VRBO guy moves into town.
Good. I wouldn't get cast anymore as young.
Well, I think Puffy, we've always said you go for like 31.
I love the county, though. We've been up there quite a bit in these quarantine times. The county is a great place. You guys are going to love it up there.
Well, I can't wait till you give us the inaugural stay.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, guys, coming up. Listen, I hope you don't mind. I got some light chores I need you to do. We're building a deck.
Yeah, you guys are better bring your tools.
Buddy, if you want me to build your deck, you're going to get what you pay for there.
Yeah. No, we got a deck. We're good.
Should we give away the wedge?
Sure.
Oh, the wedge.
McCain wedges.
I'm thinking a lot of people thought they were going to get this wedge.
Okay. I'm still confused because many weeks ago, I was going to say 2 weeks ago, but we had about a 3 week dry spell of podcasting because of Stoff's iMac issues. Mm-hmm. We did the inaugural, wedge competition, announced it, Bob Weeks video. I think we said all that stuff, mm-hmm. and we got zero videos, as we said last week.
Yeah.
And then, so we said, okay, we'll keep it simpler. Just say, I want wedge or whatever. And we got like 100-something applications this week. And one guy said to me, hey, I listened to every pod. I never heard you say anything about a wedge contest. So I don't know what happened.
That guy's in rehab now.
People weren't paying attention. So here's what we've done. We took everyone. First of all, you know what? Let's get into some of the details of what happened this week with the wedge contest. I don't want to just get right to the draw here. Everybody who entered is going to get an equal chance at the draw, although Stoff has a couple of special rules because some people went above and beyond. Is that fair to say, Stoff?
Yes.
So, number one, I have been memoing my little ass off here in quarantine.
Have
it's
you?
Just a great place to do memos. And it's Christmas time, and the memos are just pouring in. We're making a lot of money for Debra Canada. A lot of Christmas memos. A lot of people want to trash people in their fantasy football leagues. I would say it's an equal division between, hey, wish grandma and grandpa a Merry Christmas. And so Jimmy sits there and says, and sometimes they'll say, they're pretty old. They don't hear very well. So speak really clearly. So I'll be like, hello, grandma and grandpa. It's Jimmy. That's James from TSN. Just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas from Cousin Ethel. So I've been doing those. And then though the other ones will be trash the guy who came last in the fantasy football league. I think these fantasy football leagues must have a lot of dough because I'm getting a lot of these ones. So then I just go on and say, yo, Puffy, you suck. You came last. You are the Jets of the fantasy football league. So anyway, in an effort to win the couple things. First of all, my friend Chris Beaudry, you know the running gag about how O-Dog is sick of me promoting beauties.
Yes.
Right. And so every time I say something about beauties online, that O takes a shot at me. So Chris Beaudry, our good buddy, the former coach of the Humboldt Broncos, he spends the $60. O is now on memo, by the way. Which is the greatest thing ever.
I love that when I saw him on there.
It should be a TV show.
Yeah.
So I believe as soon as he got on memo, my buddy Beaudry sends him a memo. So as I told you guys last week, with memo, you can sort of write a little script and it appears on the screen. So the person giving the memo can sort of read it, almost like reading into a teleprompter. I usually use a little bit of it, but try to add my own stuff and give them a little extra pizzazz for their money. But I'm going to try and get Beaudry to send you the memo, Stoff, and so you can insert it in here if he still kept it.
To my sweet brother, Jimmy, congrats. You're a great author and all the success on your new book, Beauties. This sounds a little fishy to me, little Jimmy. Sounds like you're up to pranks. Anyway, Merry Christmas, little friend. If it is you, I hate your book and you promoing it. You little rat.
So I've told Chris now to sue.
Yeah.
Or to report him to memo.
For not doing memo properly.
Yeah.
This isn't about you get to say what you want. You read the script.
Yeah, you're a puppet for $60.
Now, I may be exaggerating. I'm only going on what Beaudry told me, so hopefully he'll be able to send us the memo and Stoff will be able to insert it. If not, you'll have to go just on my word. So then with the wedge contest, a gentleman named Kirby, God love Kirby, he spends the $60 on my memo to write a script where I have to announce that he's the winner of the wedge.
Oh, that's well done. That's thinking so, outside the box.
He definitely did. So I was left with a predicament. I was sitting here going, okay, so what do I do? Kirby spent the money. We're going to give to charity. Do I do that? Do I read it? And anyway, here's what I ended up sending back to Kirby Penner.
Kirby, you evil genius. Well, you've presented me with a dilemma, have you not? Kirby decides to spend the $60 or whatever on the memo in hopes that he'll win the $280 Tiger Woods grind wedge by making me publicly state, memo is a public site, that I will award the wedge to Kirby. And also that Beauties is a wonderful book that you should get out and get for everyone in your family. Well, I can't do that, Kirby. And now you've spent your money. So what can I offer you? Well, first of all, it's going to charity. So Kirby, you've done a good thing. So when you see this memo and your heart falls when I don't promise you the wedge, I'm not saying you won't get the wedge. Just can't guarantee you'll get the wedge. Just know that you've given to a great cause. Secondly, I will definitely mention you on the next edition of the Rubber Boots Pod because this is, like I said, evil genius, but somewhat creative genius. So, and you know the reach of the pot. You will likely blow up and have an agent and groupies and all the things that come with pod mentions. So it's a win-win. All right, Kirby, if you don't get the wedge, you may hate me. You may regret this memo, but I don't think so because I think this might change your life. So thank you. Thank you. The charity thanks you. Jimmy thanks you. Puffy thanks you. Lester, he's not so much of a fan. But Stoff thanks you as well. Kirby, you're in the running, but I cannot promise you the wedge. I'm sorry.
So, unfortunately... Unfortunately, Kirby, we can't guarantee you... As I said in there, the way, because that just wouldn't be right to all the, you know, 100 or so other people who chipped in. We did say on the pod last week, all you had to say was, I want wedge. Kirby went above and beyond. So, Stoff, is there any way? Kirby was one of several people who went a little bit extra.
Yes.
Some guy did a meme, like a movie poster meme, Stoff?
Yeah, a couple of people did movie poster. Are you talking about the one that was... referring to the home
I'm trying
invasion?
To kill. I'm trying to delay while I go through the likes here and find this because I'm so terrible at doing this. So I was basically trying to kill time and hope you knew, but I will find the likes.
Yeah, somebody did a movie poster of Panic Room with starring Noodles and Fat Puffy.
So yeah, so basically people who went above and beyond maybe mentioned something about the podcast, like gold bars or whatever. So we have everyone that's mentioned or messaged us on Twitter or Instagram is in this bowl right now. But for those who went above and beyond, we have 10 extra tickets that we'll be throwing in there.
Oh!
So they have a slightly increased chance of winning.
Read a couple of these. Troy Forst, apparently I called him Frost last week, so I have a little bit of the dyslexia. He said he would love a right-handed 56. It'd be awesome if all of the pod members could sign it. Jimmy, Puff, and Stoff.
I like that guy.
I think we got a winner.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Poor Lester. Lester has to go soon, by the way, so he's going to leave us in 3 minutes. Just Lester, is there anything you need to add to your week or anything that we've left off because you have to leave us for work?
Listen, I'm leaving for work. I'll hopefully be able to jump back on soon. But everything's cool. I just wanted to really just thank you guys for an outstanding year. We've had to adapt. And quite frankly, I think, everybody's going to have their different perspectives of this pandemic and whatnot. But I would have to say, arguably, that this podcast has been better because we've been able to be more frequent and see each other, via the virtual world. I want to thank Stoff in particular. I think you've done a hell of a job, Stoff. you know, Puff, you as well, and of course Jimmy, just you know, being the captain, you know. Yes. So
you're right, Lester, well, especially said. Back in the spring when things were desperate, seeing your ugly mugs every week was two ugly mugs and Lester's a sexy mug often made my week. So it has been a little bit of joy every week in our lives. This is, I forgot it was our Christmas episode, Lester. Thank you for pointing that out.
My Santa hat didn't give it away.
Yeah.
We're not so good at the themed podcast lately. All right, Lester, go to work. If you can pop back on, we'll probably.
I will do my best. Okay, so. To all our listeners, thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, to Lester. Holidays. Thank you for all your songs, Lester. We love
you. You're welcome. Yeah. There'll be more. Okay, cheers. Okay.
See you, buddy.
That's our friend Lester. He's still working, apparently. Programming his network and all that stuff.
That's what you call it.
Tanner Jelly said, would like to start my set with a new wedge from TaylorMade. Sold my old TaylorMades to purchase my first home.
That's
interesting. Wade Steele sent a nice picture of himself golfing and said he needed a new wedge because in Kelowna, inexplicably, his wedge went from the beach to the pond. So he might have had some issues around the greens there.
Yep, that happened.
It was the worn out grips, I bet. Slipped right out of his hand.
Yep.
We told you about Kirby and his memo. Scott Nordland says, me and our boy Fat Puffy need to let Jimmy simmer down with his 3-hour workouts, aka hitting 27 on the simulator.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants a 60-degree wedge for that.
It's fair.
I like that.
Brad Miniker is the one who created the movie poster for a remake of Panic Room. He's got Puffy photoshopped over a Biggest Loser candidate.
Yeah.
And Noodles is just kind of sideways in the bottom. It's quite good, isn't it?
It's well done.
I watched the hell out of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the hell out of that film.
Well, that's why I'm just going to tell people that I put on weight for my role.
For your role in the
I'm
movie.
Acting.
Yeah.
I'm an actor now.
Hey, I just got a, in the last 14 minutes, we got two more candidates. Should we let them in?
Yeah, sure. Because I was about to check Instagram for the same thing. So what do you,
okay, do you got there? Andrew Barron. Andrew Barron would like to win a Tiger Woods grind wedge. And somebody by the name of King James.
LeBron?
Wow, it's LeBron James. I'm not sure if this is LeBron James' account because he has zero followers. Wait a second.
Keeping it on the low. No,
I'm not trusting this guy. I think it might be a guy with a secondary account.
Okay, so no King James.
It also may be Andrew Barron, who now that I check also has zero followers.
Ooh.
Oh, I mean, we can't discriminate people for having no friends.
That's true.
Yeah, but what if they kind of came on at the same time, Andrew Barron and King James, over a 3-minute span.
All right, so we'll put Andrew Barron in, and if he wins, then him and King James can fight for the prize.
I've never heard of Andrew Barron,
second.
But I'm King
James.
No,
wait
James.
A second. Wait a second. King James.
This is getting bad.
He says, hi, it's Jamie Mason. I've met James for an interview on his autobiography, and I made a video for the contest. I will send it soon.
Sounds made up.
But I messaged on IG and got no reply. Should I send it there? No, Jamie, mediocre golf prodigy. Boy, this is like real time. It's almost like live streaming, isn't it?
Yeah,
I know. I'm excited.
Exactly.
Throw Jamie Mason in there. He made a video, but he's a little late to the party.
Jamie
Mason, we'll
throw him
in there,
King
okay?
James, right?
He's King James, yeah. It's not disappointment for me. It's not LeBron James. It's not his actual verified account. Damn it. Damn it! We were so close. Okay.
You would have been a good listener to add.
Going in.
I can be the witness to verify that Puffy Suri Stoff has put in King James. And okay, I guess we'll do the draw now. I spent all morning writing down the names of everybody who'd sent a message.
Yeah, but
and then I found out
that
Stoff had already done it.
And they're all in here now.
Were you just going to close your eyes and point at something?
I don't know. I was going to ask for like a number of your favorite Seahawk or something, and I was going to randomly number them all. And
number three, Russell Wilson.
Well, that would have been a winner for, I can't even tell him. I can't say it because he'll just be disappointed.
Sure.
Right? So, again, the people who went out of their way got a few extra ones in there.
Yeah, so we got the extra ones right here. I'm taking them out of the official Ziploc bag as being unsealed and placed into
the
container.
Right, so you make a movie poster, you do a memo, you get a couple of votes in there.
Now, we also have a separate Ziploc bag
Okay.
Full of puffy votes that he paid me to insert into the bowl.
Yes. Come
so
on.
So we'll be putting those in there.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's
Does
go.
Puffy have pseudonyms?
Possibly. All right.
What if you pull out a name and it says Fat Puffy? What do we do then? And then we could get sued. These contest what? Things, you know, there's the reason there's all sorts of legal print at the bottom because people sue.
Yeah, we forgot to do that part.
Your fishbowl wasn't a proper size stuff.
It's not a fishbowl. It's a, oh,
what is it? Some sort like of, a candy bowl or something.
I think it says peanuts, 5 cents on it.
That looked like it was filled with a orange puffs.
All right, so shuffle again. Shuffle it good. We don't want anybody contesting this.
Yeah.
And the winner again receives from our friend Nick Obrich at TaylorMade Canada. TaylorMade makes the best clubs in the world. Don't listen to any of Dreg's lame tweets supporting that other brand. Here we go. You got one yet?
Hold on.
This is so exciting. I'm sure Stop's going to put drum rolls and all sorts of stuff in post. Yeah.
All right, I got one. I have not looked at it yet. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the 2020 Wedge is...
so nervous.
Peter McIntyre.
Nice.
Peter McIntyre.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Nice, there it is, yep.
I believe he was a Instagram...
Okay, one of the Instagram posts?
Yeah. I.
Okay, so Stoff, you will notify him on Instagram. You will give him my email. All right, just don't give it publicly because you know what happened last time with the groupies and all that whole mess with Brooksy.
It was messy.
A lot of pictures of gams, old ladies.
Yeah, and so you send him my email, and he's going to email me, and I'll put him in touch with Nick, and we'll get him a Tiger Woods grind wedge to his liking from the good folks at TaylorMade. Charlie was just swinging those TaylorMade's like crazy.
Charlie Woods vision, yeah.
We sort of cut off that conversation here, but seriously, Puffy, like you're right. He is, his swing is just beautiful. He's got a touch with the wedges and he's got his debt. But the difference, okay, when Tiger was a kid, they didn't have much. I don't think they were poor, but they were, you know, and so. You know, Tiger had all the motivation in the world to become the best golfer in the world and get all the perks that come with it, as well as Perkins, waitresses.
Well done.
How can Tiger possibly motivate Charlie the same way when Charlie has everything? When he's with Tiger, he's got the, you know, he's got all the money in the world and everything else. Elin went and married a guy richer than Tiger after and then divorced from him. She's got more. Leland's got all the money.
Seriously, she divorced the next guy?
I believe so. I might get this wrong, but I don't think Elin's going to be listening and sue. But I believe she married a multi-billionaire and then divorced from him. So I think Elin's got all the money. So, Charlie, I have incredible respect if he can do it. Because, Puffy, if you and I were in that situation, the motivation would be hard to keep up.
He carries himself differently. Like to have that level of confidence and swagger at that age in that environment. I know he's buddy, like he because of his dad, he hangs around these guys, so he'll be more comfortable. But like he's just it's not like it's like look at Pat Mahomes. His dad played in the majors. Yeah. I'm sure he had a nice lifestyle, and he's just different and. I was listening to, I think it was LaTroy Hawkins, is his goddad. And he was saying, like, when he was little, like Charlie's age, he's like, they knew he was going to be a superstar. He was going to be one of the best ever, him and his dad, because they could just see the way he carried himself in this and the quality he had at such a young age.
And like, I really hope so, because it's just the idea that we could get another 20 years of a Tiger Woods type phenomenon. It would be unbelievable.
Like, of course, there's still, like, lots of things could happen, injuries and stuff. But he doesn't seem like – he just seems like he's got an it factor at 11 years old.
Our and buddy Aaron Perolnik.
Charlie.
He put out an over-under on PGA Tour wins of 0.5 for Charlie Woods after watching him on Saturday. I know you're taking the over, but that – it would – an unlawful lot would have to go right with the – the amount of great golfers in the world for Charlie Woods to win on the PGA Tour, what would you take right now? I know you're taking the over.
Smashing the over. Like, they're like
he's
going,
11 years old.
So what? Phenoms. When Connor McDavid was 11 years old, you knew he was going to be an all-timer in the NHL.
No,
like,
he didn't. Not 11. Maybe 14.
14. Okay, so 14. Right. Yeah. And, like, these guys are – the golfers are – the kid's got it. There's no
doubt.
I don't know.
He's still going to grow. His body's going to change. It might affect the swing.
No, it's just all the other stuff that comes with it.
It's like, the mental part of it. It's the attention.
But the part I agree with Puffy on is that Tiger has been through it with Earl, and he probably knows exactly how to handle the kid. And the if I was to vote for the reason that the kid will succeed, I would say Tiger. The Tiger will shield him from everything.
He's got the blueprint.
Yeah. That goes into the prep of it, though, but the execution is on whatever happens.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it's not.
Yeah. The whole Todd Marinovich thing, right?
Yeah, right? I mean, but it doesn't seem like Tiger is pushing him too fast. Like no one even had any idea this was coming. Like, besides people very close to Tiger. So, like, now, like, honestly, if you're Golf Channel, you're looking to put on air his junior tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear Paul Azinger? Paul, and Tiger won't allow that, by the way. But yeah. Paul Azinger, they came on during the broadcast, and he says Dan Hicks is asking him about Charlie. And Azinger had to stop himself. He goes, he's the hottest golfer in the – and he was going to say the world, and he stopped.
No, like, it was – he's unbelievably – like, his swing is so good.
For any listeners too young to remember the Todd and Marv Marinovich story, back in Puffy's and I day, when probably we were back in high school and stuff, basically Marv Marinovich chose his wife. Marv Marinovich played in the NFL, I think, Puff?
I think he might have, yeah.
Yeah.
But so he wasn't good.
He married an Olympic volleyball player. And he said publicly that he chose his wife for breeding stock. Use those two words.
Yeah.
He's a romantic.
Yes. Has a son named Todd and decides Todd is going to be an NFL quarterback. So as Todd is at 18 months old, Todd has like a physiotherapist and stuff who is in stretching his arm and shoulder muscles in the crib.
Yeah.
All these crazy things. Has a strength coach at 3 years old. Basically spends his entire life becoming an NFL quarterback, is a superstar in high school. But the second Todd gets to USC and out of Marv's watch for the first time, Todd discovers this little magic called the Genji.
Yep. And
Mary Jane meets him in his dorm. Yeah. And Todd,
as she does many college students,
she took him down. Yeah. Most students don't have to get up for practice.
Yeah, so anyway, little Genji.
I mean, obviously.
Todd made it to the NFL, so I guess that's a success. But he was
I think he was the first round pick. Like, he was.
And he sort of went off the rails, and it was a sad story. And his dad came out later, and I think, you know, his dad abused him and was, I think his dad, if he has not passed, has dementia. It was a very, I think SI wrote a big long piece, and it was incredibly sad at the end of it, that told the whole story of Todd Marinovich and what a troubled upbringing he had. But I'm not saying Charlie Woods is going to have that, obviously.
No.
Different ballpark. And like I said, I think Tiger was awesome, by the way, the way he.
Oh, he was so good.
Like, Earl was a bit of a psycho with Tiger.
Yeah.
And yeah. Tiger was being just a nice warm dad with Charlie, which is wonderful to see. But there's a long way to go, is all I'm saying, Puffy. And I hate the idea that people would be disappointed with this guy if he's a star on like the Corn Ferry Tour and never makes it to the PGA Tour, because that's still amazing.
He's going to be the greatest golfer of all time.
Okay. Okay. So what should I do with my last, what do I got left? 48, like 60 something hours in quarantine. Should I be productive? I was going to learn the ukulele. What day? No. Lord, tape. By the time you listen to this, I might be out. I'm out Thursday, I think. Today's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think I'm out Thursday morning.
We need you out early Thursday.
Yeah, okay? We got to the World Junior Preview Show.
Yeah, do not diddly-daddly there. Wake up early and go right down to get your exit test or whatever you got to do.
As predicted, quarantine has been a disaster for Bob and I in relation to the evil Quizmaster, the Larry David type character who runs our show, because he has nothing but time. So this morning I woke up because I couldn't sleep. You know, I'm still on Eastern time. And breakfast is delivered to your room outside the door. So 7:30, I'm having my breakfast. Phone rings. I don't know why I answered it. It's Quizmaster. And I said, hey, I'm just eating breakfast. Can I call you back? And he goes, it'll just take 30 seconds. And then he just went for 9 minutes.
Yeah.
He just has no respect for food. No, he's all day long, he'll be dreaming up schemes of how we're going to fill content and do extra content during the World Juniors.
He's going to have a 9-hour preview show prepared for you.
Yeah. The joke. I found a window in my room, which was a big bonus. I thought I was going to have no outside air, but there is a window up here on the 24th floor of the Sutton Place. Yeah, it's just a little window so you can open and get some fresh air. A little tiny window. So
which one's
feeling good
Sutton,
about things.
Which one's the Sutton Place? Is that the hotel we usually stay at?
I think for Grey Cup, we stayed at the Westin.
Oh, it's the Westin, yeah.
The Marriott, most of the teams are at the Marriott, which is the one right adjacent to the rink.
Yeah.
Which I truly believe in retrospect, the only reason Bob wanted to come to Edmonton, because they gave us the choice of doing it back in studio, was he wanted to get Marriott points.
Yes.
Because Bobby loves his Marriott points.
And now you're at the Sutton Place.
And now we're at the Sutton Place. But it's been very good so far. Shout out to the Sutton Place. The food has been excellent. I had the oven roasted chicken on night one from room service. Spectacular. Last night I had the, what did I go for last night? The top sirloin, medium, with fresh vegetables and sweet potato fries. Outstanding. I'm a little worried, though, by day 14, I'm going to run out of... we'll be a drink after that.
Well, when you're out of the quarantine, is there do you have free run of the hotel? Can you go to the lobby bar?
I don't think that it doesn't exist. The only thing we have is a TSN room in the basement where anyone out of quarantine can go now, as long as you socially distance and they have some games and I don't know what he means by games, but maybe darts or something. And maybe you can have a beverage after. At the end of a long day, because we're going to be at the rink most of the time. There's two or three games a day, right?
Yeah.
So once this quarantine is over, I'm basically going to be living at my room or at the rink anyway. World Juniors, by the way, gets underway Christmas Day. Remember this year, not Boxing Day, although Canada plays its first game on Boxing Day against the poor Germans who had a bunch of positive tests. So I don't think they can practice until the 24th. And then they have to play the 25th and then play Canada on the 26th.
Wow.
So, and the Canadian team is El Stacto.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah. Oh, so first travel experience.
Oh, how's that?
Well, no, Nexus doesn't. I found out that Nexus doesn't work. And as Bob texted me when he got through security, he said, there's no Nexus line. What's the point of living anymore?
Glad he's took that in stride.
So Jimmy, man of the people, was in line with all the people.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people going home for the holidays that day. Really? It was probably a 25-minute line for security.
Wow.
Yeah. So hopefully everybody being safe and got through there. Lounge was still open. Was able to order food at the lounge. They don't have food on the thing, but you can sit at your little chair. And there's some fancy little app and food comes to your lounge.
Nice.
A turkey quesadilla that Robert and I had. Flight was basically a lot of TSN people.
Oh, why is it a lot of TSM people?
They serve you a meal.
So on a flight, are you sitting side by side or are they spreading people out?
So I was using my points at the front of the plane.
So you bought a section.
And you didn't bother to look behind you because who really cares?
Hey, excuse me, stewardess, keep that drape shut. I don't want any of them looking in. And one of them tried to get up and use the washroom a few minutes ago. Shut that down.
Surround that guy.
Shut that down now.
Shoot.
All right.
Shoot to kill.
It's funny because we usually fly, when I'm flying somewhere with the family, we always fly premium economy. Or if there's no premium economy, like Turks, we'll always book like the first row past first class.
Yeah.
Right? Right behind the drapes. And, you know, you'll look back, you got to go take a leak or something. And there's 20 people in the line up the back. So you'll try to sneak up to the front and the stewardess will be, sorry, the flight attendant will be like, excuse me, this is only for first class. And I'd be like, but usually I'm up there.
That's me.
Don't you know me? I am not elite, but middle elite. Prestige plus.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it was fine. I don't know if they specifically spread out the rows. I think if there was, it wasn't like pods or anything, boys. It was just like the bigger seats, right? And there's only about five rows of them. And I think there was only one person in every row. There might've been two in one row, and it was all TSN guys. Mm-hmm. All those guys that do the cruise, they're all elite because they travel all the time until this pandemic mess. So good flight. Watched a little some show that I can't remember the name of right now.
Must have been good.
That's good. Good show.
Yeah. It was in some Cape Cod town where there's a murder and there's all sorts of drugs and the cop's a lesbian and she's like got an alcohol problem and she's trying to solve a murder.
Seriously, that's like five different shows that are on the air right now.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, that's what I was watching on the flight.
Was it called Hightown?
Yes, thank you.
There you go.
Do you know that show?
No, I just Googled it. I typed in Cape Cod show.
Who's that actress? I think it's the one from the Fast and the Furious, maybe.
Jordana Brewster?
Let me see.
I don't think so.
She's a...
I'm sorry. It sounds like a horrible stereotype. The Latino actress from
Michelle Rodriguez.
Monica Raymond.
Oh no, Michelle Rodriguez. Is Michelle Rodriguez in Hightown?
You better hope she is.
It does not appear that she is.
Damn it! What's the lead actress's name in Hightown?
It's Monica Raymond as Jackie Quinones.
You know, Raymond, the classic Latina name.
She plays the person who's an alcoholic and a drug addict, apparently.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. And she has a lot of one-night lesbians affairs. And there's quite graphic sex in Helltown. Really? I was feeling a little bit self-conscious on the flight watching a lot of it.
Wikipedia omitted the graphic sex.
Were you wearing loose-fitting pants? That can be a troublesome... move.
Yeah. So that was it. And then we got all got our luggage and everybody laughed at me because I had my golf bag. And then we hear Bob McKenzie calling and see if he wants to be on the pod.
That's why he's calling, I'm sure.
Hey, Bobby, we're just taping the pod right now. How's it going?
Okay. No problem.
How's everything? You okay? Doing okay down there?
Am I on the pod right now?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we can edit it out. you don't sound Bob. Too happy.
Oh, Lester's trying to get back in.
All right, Bobby, I'll call you right after, okay?
Did he hang up?
Well, I think I took him off of speaker by mistake, so he might have said something
funny. Hey, Lester, how's it going? Hey.
That was the best 20 minutes of this podcast's history.
Yeah. Well, we're wrapped up now. We got nothing else to talk about.
I was actually going to say, we were going to say goodbye.
Were you really?
What a guest appearance by Bob McKenzie.
Yeah, like, Bob nailed it there.
He's the best fourth member of the pod we've had in a long time.
That's fair.
No, well, he wouldn't be able to come into your room, would he? You'd have to be quarantined, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's literally right down the hall from me.
Yeah.
But I can't see him. I can't do anything. So the woman comes once a day to give me a COVID test. So she just knocks on the door. And yesterday they did the nasal one.
Yeah.
And then today it was the throat one.
Oh.
And the throat one is a bit of a gagger. So they basically stick a thing into your back of your throat. And it's only like, it's not long. It's only about 6 seconds, but it's hard not to have gag reflux. So like, and then it's over.
Just like that.
So this poor lady, all she does, I said, I was trying to have conversation because she's the only human I've seen in 48 hours. And I said, is this all you do all day? And she goes, yeah. So she just goes around the hotel doing COVID test after COVID test.
Was that Tammy or COVID tester?
I was not.
Tammy has retired.
She's retired. She's so stressed.
She's on a stress leave.
Tammy's in therapy. How did the meeting go, Lester? Did you establish everything? Is the network okay for the rest of the holidays?
The network's okay. Just working on a couple things for next year. So, you know, that's all I can say right now.
Oh.
Getting ahead of it. Nice.
Did we, are we still in talks with OJ Simpson about a talk show? The juice is loose.
Spilling the juice.
Are we still thinking about bringing Gallagher back?
Let's do highlights, Gallagher style.
Donovan only Bailey.
Only about seven people will get that joke. So good. Do that again.
Donovan Bailey.
Gallagher.
Gallagher and I were hired the same day. We may have talked really? About that on the pod at one point.
Hey,
we both started at the same day at TSN. Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You won.
The best part, though, is on that day, Gallagher was the favorite.
He was, actually.
I remember Keith Pelly said to me one time, he said, if I'd have given that show to you or Dutchie, it would still be on the air. Imagine really? If it was the Dutchie show and it was just Dutch doing like talk show guests all night long. That would be amazing. I think Pelly's right. I think the Dutchie show would have lasted forever.
It would have, actually.
He'd have thirsty Thursdays where he'd just take his shirt off for the live audience.
Oh, he'd have him do a pump segment once every show where he's just he's interviewing somebody, but just...
He's just bench lifting the audience.
But Dutchie interviewing people is the best because he would just talk about himself the whole time. It would be like he would have on like Michael Jordan and it would all be Dutchie stories. It would be the best.
Oh, Dutch is the best. We love him dearly.
He's great.
This was probably more than an hour already, so we're going to get – I don't want Stoff to be editing all week long. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Maybe Lester can – I don't know. Do you want to sing us out with a little – maybe a little carol? Don't do Silent Night or anything too sad.
Lester had a really good song during our year-end town hall. It was really well done.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. Christmas song? Because I missed
no,
that wasn't a Christmas.
That was
song.
That was another song. That's just about. It's called The Call, and it involves a very high ranking TSN official. I'll leave it at that.
It was very well done.
Because it was for internal, but I did produce a Christmas song. It's called A Different Kind of Christmas. It is available on Instagram. And did you see it, James? I sent you the link.
Yeah, I love it. I second. Why don't we end and put Lester's song
That's
right
a
here?
Good song, yeah.
That'd be great. All right. That'd be great.
So
Thank
this
you.
Is Lester's Christmas song that you can pick up on. Can you get it on the Apple Music or whatever?
I just put it out there. It's on. You know, subscribe to my YouTube channel. That'll be doing me a solid, folks. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Subscribe to Lester's YouTube channel and. What's the guy's name who won the wedge again? We got to congratulate him.
Peter Gallagher.
Peter McIntyre.
Peter McIntyre.
Yeah, and he actually in his message he did mention that he bought two of your books, James, the hard copies. So.
Whoa. Oh, see now why would you mention that? Because now everybody's going to think it's a fix that you had to buy my book
fix.
To win
he,
the wedge.
He wrote us a really long, nice message.
Oh, you're talking about you've already notified him that he won.
No. I'm saying the message, like, instead of, he didn't just put give me club. He wrote that amongst other things.
A lot of people wrote those three words.
He said for you to go easy on Fat Puffy. He's just upset his kid hasn't made him a millionaire on Bodog.
It's true.
Good point, yeah.
It's true. Jimmy, I did start reading Beauties, and feels very repetitive. I know, like, all these stories. I think I've heard every story so far.
That's because I told them all to you, idiot. And you also proofread it before it was published.
I'm like, I want to know, I want some new stuff. So is there a second volume coming out? Is there anything?
I told you every story before the book.
Wow.
It's a horrible review.
I did see requests for part two already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you got a winning idea here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on. I also had an idea in the middle of my sleep last night. For a memo type app, but I can't share it on the pod because someone will steal my idea.
No, hold
that's
on.
A very good point.
All we got to say is copyright James Duffy
2020.
Oh, this is actually a genius idea. I might even contact like the CEO of Memo and see if it'll be my partner because I figure he's got all that software in place.
Is it just sending memos to people who haven't requested them and then billing them?
Damn it! How do you
reverse is billing? It-
Yeah.
Negative optioning.
Cold calling.
Merry
it's just
Christmas,
memo
everybody.
For sex people.
Hey, listen, before you go,
Hey, in all seriousness, have a hell of a time out there. Let's hope for a great juniors tournament. Go Canada, go, all of it, you know?
And be safe, James. Yeah. Be safe.
And be safe. And make good choices. Make responsible choices.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I'm here for all your memo requests over the next 2 days. And don't go with that slouch, Bob McKenzie. He won't send you nearly as good a memo.
Yeah.
I'm only saying it because Bob's, I think, more popular than me on memo. Bob's very popular. I love that man. I have to call him back now. Goodbye, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Here's Lester's song.
For most of this year, I've been inside. But I thank God every day, 'cause I'm alive. Doing more than surviving. Not everybody can say the same, yeah. I know that I'm lucky, lucky to be living. But now I'm sitting in a lockdown, skip from March to December somehow. And now the holidays are in doubt. But we gotta find a way, 'cause this Christmas different kind of Christmas, but it's still Christmas, but in a different kind of world. This Christmas, there's a different kind of Christmas, but it's still Christmas, but in a different kind of way. Come on now, do do do. Christmas, but it's still Christmas in a different kind of world. This Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Christmas, but in a different kind of way. But it's still Christmas in a different kind of world. But it's still Christmas. We gotta do our best to bring the same old kind of love. Same old kind of love, yeah.
Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight?